Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're digging in our heels and pursuing our purpose with boldness because we can, if we will. I am Catherine Lang and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because I know that sometimes we need encouragement and hope to keep moving towards our possibility. I have to keep going. If I don't keep going, then I won't ever cross my finish line. The finish line will not come to me. The finish line will not be brought to me. If that was the way it was going to work, then surely someone, somewhere would have done it for me already. But it doesn't work that way. I have to take action and I have to get moving if I want to reach my desired success. And it helps to have encouragement from others and even from myself to do what needs to be done to get there. But even if I take the steps, and even if I have the encouragement, I'm going to have to keep going. It is a journey. It is a marathon. It is a line upon line and precept upon precept pursuit. I started writing my first book when I was 17 years old, and I had a story I wanted to tell. No, I needed to tell the story. Rejection and discouragement got in my way, and I put the manuscript in the drawer, along with my dreams of using words as the driving force for my profession and for my life. It was over a decade later before I dug the manuscript out of the drawer, and then I had to, you know, retype it and put it on a computer because I had typed it on one of those things called a typewriter. And I started to write again and to pursue my dream of using words as that driving force. I wrote on the story, and I kept writing on the story until it was done. Phew! It was done! Yay! And then I found out that writing the first draft is only the beginning. I had to rewrite the story, and then I had to edit the story, and then I had to rewrite what I had edited. But then I was finally done. Whew. Yay! I found my perfect agent and I sent the manuscript in. And a year later, I got a letter back that said he liked the story, but not the use of present tense in the way I told the story. He didn't say I needed to rewrite it, but he made it clear that he wasn't interested in its current form. So I started the process of turning my present tense story into a past tense story, which took way more time and energy than I would have imagined when I started. By the end of the writing and the rewriting and the editing and rewriting the editing, I not only had a new story that met the interests of my top pick agent, but I also had ideas for a full series. Had I not had the vision to write in the beginning, then I would never have had a story to tell. Had I never told the story, then I would never have heard the words of promise from the agent. Had I never taken his words as a challenge to do and to be more, then I would never have had the idea for an entire series of books. In the end, it was the love of the words and the endurance and staying power of pursuing that love that kept me writing. Even when I had to juggle life, I found a way to write. Even when I had to balance children and family, I made a way to write. Even when I had to handle rejections, I determined I would keep writing. I had a vision and a focus, and because I had those, I was able to develop the power to stay on task to get there. Endurance allows me to keep going without sinking. Now, I may be treading water, or I may have to practice my survival floats, but I'm floating, and I'm above water. I am not sinking. Endurance produces a state of lasting. I've locked into making it, no matter what comes at me. And that state of lasting keeps me going when the storms swarm around. Endurance develops continuance. I have the ability to do something more, to move me a little closer, or to just keep the momentum going so I have the energy to keep going. And endurance provides the ability to withstand hardships because life happens. Chaos comes. Storms blow in. The ability to withstand is the ability to endure whatever gets thrown in my way or at me. Endurance creates an atmosphere of survival. I will make it through because I can make it through and because I should make it through. I am designed on purpose and for a purpose, and I will fulfill that purpose. So much is going on around me, all the time, all around. Some of it's ordinary stuff, and some of it's expected stuff, but some of it's that unexpected. Some of it's intentionally painful from others trying to hurt me or to hurt my journey. If I have endurance to make it through, then I'm going to continue to walk it out, walk out my purpose, walk out my design, not because everything is right around me, but because my focus is right, because I know that if I keep stepping, I'm going to get there, and I want to get there, and that is more important and more powerful and more igniting than the chaos around me. Endurance is not about making it through the perfect times. It's about making it through the not perfect times. And there are going to be a lot of not perfect times that come up against me on this journey. And endurance will give me what I need to keep going despite the imperfect moments of my life. I have to endure if I'm going to excel and reach that possibility of purpose that I know I'm designed to meet. Sometimes I need a reminder of my desire to live out my big dream goal, even though I write out those goals every morning and every night. I still get caught up in the noise and the chaos around me, and I forget. Sometimes. The people I put around me and the words that I ingest regularly will be the difference between staying caught up in the noise and finding my way back down the path to my big dream goals. I shared a quote from Napoleon Hill. He said, "The strongest oak of the forest is not the one that is protected from the storm and hidden from the sun. It's the one that stands in the open where it is compelled to struggle for its existence against the winds and the rains and the scorching sun." We have a large flower garden out in our yard, put in place partly because I wanted a show garden in 2005. Many times when people are visiting, they ask me how we water all these plants. The question always, always makes me laugh because, quite honestly, the plants get watered by the sky. We don't do anything special with them. If they get water, it's from the rain. No rain, no water. It's that simple. Now, that means that we've lost some plants over the years. But the ones that survive, those are some hardy plants. They can make it through anything, which is good when you have boys and you have dogs and you have Alabama weather. In 2011, the flowers endured several trees falling in the middle of them when the tornadoes passed over. They were crushed, but they were not defeated. In 2016, the flowers endured a severe drought. All of my friends were sharing their concerns for their gardens and the steps they were taking to try to keep them watered. But my plants, they did die down. They died down early. They're perennials. But they were back bright and shiny this year. Endurance looks different for different people, but for me, endurance is that stay-puttedness, the ability to stick to it when I'm trying to pursue this plan. I may be bending in the wind of the storms, but I'm not breaking or backing down. I am that flower that has developed the ability to withstand the environment. So the first thing for me that allows me to pursue my big dream goals and to keep that endurance that's going to be fraught with, or on this journey that's fraught with chaos and noise and distractions, the thing that keeps me going is, one, I know endurance means there's no sinking. Endurance provides the constant forward motion that keeps me up and moving. If you've ever been water skiing, you know how important it is to have power in that boat. If the boat isn't moving, you're sinking. The boat has to start moving and keep moving if I want to stay above water. Endurance is the same force that's pulling me along towards my purpose. Two, endurance is a state of lasting. The keep on keeping on for keeping on's sake is that extra oomph I need to, well, keep on keeping on. I swam across the lake from my boathouse many years ago, not because I had to, but because I wanted to. And halfway back, oh, I didn't want to anymore. I was tired. I didn't want to swim, but I had a choice. I could quit swimming or I could keep going. I changed my stroke, but I kept swimming. Endurance is the ability to keep going even if I have to change my stroke a little to get there. Three, endurance is continuance. It will require one more step and then one more step because it is a journey. Now, I have never run a marathon, in part because I have no desire to run a marathon. But I have run track in high school and I do enjoy running, but just not enough to actually run a marathon. Every time I have ever sat out on a run, I've taken a step. And then I've taken another step. And sometimes when I would get towards the end of the run, I'd have to tell myself, just one more step, just one more step, so that I could find the strength to cross the finish line. Endurance is that one more step. Four, endurance is withstanding the hardships. The tree raised in a greenhouse will not survive in the yard. It needs the force of the wind blowing it to and fro to develop the flexibility and the strength and the deep roots so that it can survive the next storm. Endurance builds my ability to survive this storm and be prepared to survive the next one to come. And five, endurance is survival. Reaching my big dream goals requires the will to do it because it needs to be done. I know that I am uniquely designed on purpose and for a purpose. I know that I am the only one that can fulfill my unique design. I have to, because I am the only one. Things are going to happen, but I have to anyway, because I'm the only one. I have to be me and fulfill my design, because not doing it is not an option. Endurance is the hunger to make it through, because that is the only way there is to get there. Anything worth doing will require my investment of time and energy and resources and focus. And any one investment will require a sacrifice of priorities and sometimes relationships and sometimes what I thought was opportunities, because I will have to choose the better and the best to get to my place of design. I have my big dream goals, but I will have to endure the things and situations and distractions that come my way so that I can get there. I will have to do more than I am doing now if I am going to become all that I am supposed to be. I will have to find the endurance, the focus, to keep from sinking into the mire that the world throws at me. The journey can get long and tough and sometimes is filled with potholes or barriers. It helps to have the extra encouragement and support to take the next step. But above all, I have to know that what I am doing is so important that I can't not do it. It may not make sense to you. It definitely will not make sense to the world. But if it is my purpose and my place, then I have to endure what comes at me while I walk it out. That's the only way I'm going to get through. For me, the greatest story of endurance comes from Genesis. Noah was a man that had heard the stories of God walking with Adam in the garden and the choices that landed Adam outside the garden probably all of his life. Although he didn't likely hear it firsthand from Adam, since Adam had died just before Noah was born, it is very likely he heard them secondhand from people who had heard the stories directly from Adam. So Noah had heard about the power of a relationship with God. It was probably not a surprise when God shared with Noah, when God had a relationship with Noah, what God wanted Noah to do. The request, however, that's another story. It probably didn't make a whole lot of sense to Noah. See, God told Noah to build an ark. And at that time, some experts suggest, and I believe, that the atmosphere was such that the land didn't really need rain. I picture a giant greenhouse effect. So the idea of an ark was foreign to Noah and to pretty much everybody. But God told Noah to build an ark and even gave Noah the blueprints for building the ark. So Noah started building an ark because that's what his design was. That's what his purpose was. He was supposed to build this ark. So he was going to build this ark. Each day, Noah and his family worked on the ark. Each day, the people around him, the world, taunted him, made fun of the crazy people because they looked crazy to the world. But Noah kept building. It didn't take a year. It didn't take 10 years. It didn't even take 50 years. Nope. Noah and his family built the ark in 120 years. That means for 120 years, Noah had to endure the taunting of the world and the ridicule of the people around him, probably people that he had at one time considered friends. And that means that for his 120-year investment in his purpose and in his design and in his place, Noah had a total of 7 converts. But despite the numbers and despite what things looked like, Noah did what he was designed to do, and Noah saved the world. Noah endured for 120 years. I complain when nothing happens in a week. I think I might need to be praying for a little more endurance for this journey. Because it is a journey. Maybe not a 120-year journey, but it's definitely more than a week. Noah may have, his journey may and his endurance may have been the longest that you'll read about. But it's, well, short of God's endurance of putting up with us. But his was not the only story of endurance. Jeremiah was called the suffering prophet. And he endured the persecution of the people around him because Jeremiah would not say what they wanted him to say. He would not fall in line. Instead, Jeremiah insisted on sharing what God directed him to share. But because of this, he had to endure a lot, and his endurance lasted for 50 years. Paul endured prison, not once, but twice, and each time for a few years. Paul didn't go to prison because of anything he did that was wrong, but he went to prison because of the things that he was doing right. And it was disrupting the way things were supposed to be. And so the powers that be put him in prison to stop him. But the irony here is that even in prison, he endured and continued to pursue his unique design. And even in prison, he was finding ways to do the right things, to be the voice of revelation to the people that he encountered, because that was his design. John endured the rocky island of Patmos for at least 5 years. Experts aren't sure on the exact timing. But let's say it was 5. He endured isolation on a rock, but continued to be an instrument of God, no matter that they put him there to shut him up. His words continued. That is the ultimate power of endurance. It doesn't get me through the situation, or it doesn't get rid of the situation or the storm or the circumstances. It gets me through them. It keeps me focused on who I am and whose I am and why I am, so that I keep going no matter where I am. I can live out my unique design. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Hope Smith extraordinaire, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of this world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.